message today the Lord has given me is the power of choice. The power of choice. That's, you know, every day you and I are constantly making decisions. We have hundreds of decisions to make every day. Well, you know, every decision you make is a choice. What you're going to, when you get up out the first thing in the morning, what you're going to put on, you make choices, right? What you're going to eat that day, whatever, you're going to make a choice. How the way you're going to go to work, you know, you make a choice. Whether you're getting behind somebody, you know, and they're going a little bit slower, you know, and you think you might have room to pass them, you make a choice. Whether you're going to pull out and you're going to pass or whatever, it's a decision. Decisions are choices. So we make hundreds of decisions every day. There's power in choices. And here's what the Word of God says about these choices, the decisions that we make. Turn, if you would, please, to Deuteronomy chapter 28, our text scripture. Deuteronomy chapter 28, beginning at verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou wilt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth. Now this is Moses. This is he's towards the end of his ministry. And God is fixing to make a covenant with the children of Israel. This is old covenant, but it's just as applicable to for today as it was then. Verse 2 says this: all the nations and all these blessings shall come on thee and shall overtake thee if thou hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, blessed shalt thou be in the field, blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks, and the sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store, blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come against thee one way, and flee before thee seven ways. Praise God. Boy, doesn't that sound like the New Testament scripture? It says, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment shall prove to be wrong. My, 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 my. Thank God for blessings. The Lord, verse 8, shall command blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, your pocketbook, your purse, your bank account. My, 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 my. All that you set your hand to do, whatever you do, you have promises in God's word that you, he's for you. Because God is for you, it doesn't matter who's against you. He's promised blessings. He shall bless thee in the land when the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish his unholy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee. There's always conditions. Here's the conditions. If you shall keep the commandments of the Lord thy God to walk in his ways. Now, is that a choice? You got to choose to do that. You got to choose to walk with God, to honor him, to walk according to his word. It's a choice we got to make. I can't make it for you. You can't make it for me. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and thou shalt be, they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord God shall make thee plenish in goods and the fruit of thy body. Thank God we see the results of the fruit of the body being blessed, having children. My, 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 aren't children a blessing? My, 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 my. And boy, they're even a real blessing to the grandparents. We're fixing to be great-grandparents in about two or three more months. My. That's a blessing. I don't look at it as a, It's a good thing. The Lord shall open to thee his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to thy land in season, to bless all the work of thy hands, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. Do you know that's just one of the blessings of God? That when we trust the Holy Ghost and look to him, when we miss things, misplace things, or things are going amiss, we can take authority over it and exercise our position. And if it was happened to be the devil, you know, I heard Brother Hagin say this one time before. He only had two pair of pants when he was starting out early in his life in ministering, you know. And so while he'd wear one pair of pants, you know, and minister, and he'd minister in them a few days, then he had the other pair of pants. His wife would clean them and have them out there on the clothesline to dry. How many remembers clotheslines? All right. That's all we ever had in the mountains. I don't think we ever had a dryer growing up. Anyway. So while that was happening, while he was out ministering, somebody came in and they needed a pair of pants. That was during the Depression days. And so they saw his and they must have been a good fit. And that individual just took them. Well, they were out there, you know, so I need some, so I'm just going to get these. Well, Brother Hagin, you know, when he came back, a man of God, he just said, Lord, now you know I have need of these pants. And it's the devil that puts it in the heart of a person to go and steal and take. Now I'm referring, see, we don't know if this was the case or not. But regardless of whatever it is, the Lord brought the pocketbook back. Amen. Hallelujah. Whether it's angels or God did it. And by faith, we're going to see more of that happen if we just believe God. Because the angels are on assignment for you and I. They hearken to the voice of the believers who believe and speak God's word. And so they're listening, waiting at attention for you and I to release them. Now, they can only do according to God's word. So we got to know the word and speak God's word. Then they are authorized to go and perform it. So anyway, he spoke and he took authority. It's the devil that causes a person, puts it in the heart of a man to steal, or a woman to steal, take something that's not theirs. So the Holy Ghost deal with them, convict them, and have them bring that back. And the next day, those pants were back. Praise God. So see, it's God's still the same. We've already heard a testimony today to that effect. Hallelujah. So thank God. God blesses us. Verse 13, and the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. My, 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 my. Above only, not beneath. Ain't it a whole lot better to be above than to be down on the ground crawling, being like a worm? My, my, my. Thank God. Hallelujah. Thank God for our present. Thank God for him. And the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. And the Lord turns it whichever way he will. And we need to be praying for our present. Miss Ann shared with me, she found out that there's witches that are coming together on every waning moon, you know, which was last night, to pray curses against our present. Thank God we can pray blessings and cover him with a hedge of protection any day of the month. We don't have to wait for a certain time because Jesus is Lord over everything. And we can just plead the blood of Jesus over him. And the curse calls us cannot light. And no weapon formed against him shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against him in judgment is going to be proved to be wrong. And the same rock that they try to roll over on him, it's going to roll over on them. The pit they try to dig for him to fall in it, they're going to fall in it. See, that's when you're blessed of God, and because of our relationship, because he believes the word of God and has a fear of God and has the right relationship with Israel, my, 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 blessings are going to abound in America. Amen. Just because of that right there. Thank God. So you should be the head and not the tail. If you hearken to the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day, to observe and to do them. Well, it takes a choice to choose. Either we're going to have the blessings or we're going to have the curses. It's up to us. See, this is really a gospel of responsibility. The choice is ours. Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 11. Of course, I'm just reading the blessings right here, but you can continue reading that right there from verse 15 on down. You'll start reading about the curses. My. And the difference between, it's a no-brainer. It don't take a rocket scientist to figure this out. Well, you can either have blessings or you can either have curses. Which do you want? Huh? Is anybody in here going to choose cursing? Huh? Man, if you have the right, you got blessing versus cursing, what you going to have? All right, I got health for you in this hand. Health, healing, wholeness. And over here, I've got a little bit of cancer. I've got a heart attack. I've got a stroke. I've got gout. I've got whatever. which would you want? You're going to choose that? No, I believe I'll just take a little bit of that gout. You know, I'll take. No. It ain't mine. I ain't going to have it. Glory to God. I want the blessing. Well, I've got blessing in this hand. I've got every need supplied in this hand. I've got more than enough in this hand. And over here in this hand, I've got poverty. I've got lack. Anybody want to choose lack? Poverty? Poverty's a curse. Lack's a curse. Hallelujah. No, we're going to choose blessing. All right. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Beginning at verse 11. Moses is fixing to leave the scene. And he's turning it over to his next in line, Joshua. But he's reminding the people again before this takes place. Beginning at verse 11, it says, "For the commandment which I command thee this day is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that you should say, who shall go up to heaven for us and bring it down, that we may hear it and do it or obey it? Neither is it beyond the sea that thou shouldst say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it? But the word is nigh thee unto thy mouth, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that you may do and obey it. See, I have set before you this day life and good. One hand you got life and good. The other hand you got death and evil." Aren't you glad to be alive today? My. Or do you want death and evil? Man, I don't want wickedness and evil. I want life and good. God's a good God. Everything good's of God. Everything's bad's of the devil. So if you serve God, you can have good. If you serve the devil, you can only look for evil and bad because that's all he is. Oh, Bible says that sin has pleasure for a season. Oh, he can make it look pleasurable and it so look so good and so fine. But he don't let you know about all the other junk that goes along with it. My. You've heard me say before, there ain't nothing on God's green earth that's any more beautiful than a beautiful woman. God made it that way. I don't get excited about looking at no man. That ain't the way God made it. I got to be real careful. Okay. But all these fine-looking women and everything like that, you don't know what kind of diseases they have. Man, there's all kinds of things out there now they don't even have cures for. Yeah, even names. You may think, oh my, man, that's the best-looking thing there is, and you grab a hold of that and it poison. Bite you back. That's the right, the enemy knows that. That's the reason why he targets women in the churches. Now, we're all adults in here. I'm just telling it like it is. Because women, typically, who come to church wanting to live for Jesus, they're clean. They ain't going to give them something bad. But the enemy will target those. And see, I'm a good pastor. I love the sheep, but I hate wolves. I'll deal with wolves. When I find out they're a wolf, I'll run them off. Glory to God. I'll deal with them. That's part of the shepherd's job, right? To protect. Amen? All right. Okay. Where did I get? So I've set before you this day life and good, death and evil. And I commanded this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither you go to possess it. Now let's go down to verse 19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Now, how are we able to possess or to receive either one? It's a choice, right? And he says, choose life that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord thy swear unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. So I set before you this day life and death, blessing and cursing. You have to choose life. The choice is ours. No one can choose it for us. And you know it's not a one-time choice. You know, several years ago, I was still a teenager, but now I was an adult. I'd gotten my girlfriend pregnant out of wedlock because I was backslid away from God, wasn't serving God. Even went to try to have an abortion. He'll be 44 years old this coming Tuesday, February the 28th. See, when you're backslid and you're not serving God, you'll begin compromising and thinking all kinds of things and ways to do. I was making some choices and they weren't godly choices. I did make a choice to do the right thing, tried to do the right thing, and well, I'll go ahead and be a man and take my responsibility and marry her, you know. Well, I did do that, but because my heart wasn't right, I was trying to do it in my own strength and doing it apart from God, it wasn't working out. Try as I might, my good intentions, I didn't have the power, I didn't have the ability, because I wasn't choosing God for him to be Lord and be first in my life. So when I finally came to the end, well, then I started saying, well, it's better that I leave before the baby's born so he'll never know who his father is, you know. And that was the easy way out again. But see, I didn't have the answers. Didn't know no way. Didn't know there's another way. But then I got invited back to a meeting and heard some young people, you know, and it was real and genuine, and the Lord used that to touch my heart. Well, I chose Jesus. I chose to live for him. Jesus, I know, I say, I've made a mess of things. I can't do it in my own. So I'm choosing you. I want to choose life. I'm choosing to get out of this situation. This is hell on earth. So I chose him, chose to follow him, chose to give him my life. But you know, ever since then, you know it's not a one-time thing. Do you know that daily, even now, here it's been 44 years later, I'm still having to choose. I had to stop and think, you know, how many years. I still have to choose 44 years later every day when I get up. God, I'm going to serve you today. I'm choosing life. God, I choose to follow you today. I choose to let the Holy Ghost be the lead instead of me leading and being in charge. I choose to follow your word. I choose to walk by faith, not to walk by sight. See, it's a choice every day we have to make. You don't just make that choice one time and that's it. I choose every day that I'm going to serve you. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. I'm choosing God to put you first. Brother Walt, would you punch up the thermostat? And you, just 1 degree, please. This past Saturday, you know, I'm busy. I work in life insurance business and pastoring a church too, and I'm always available. And thank God for it. You know, I'm not begrudging this. I'm just using this as an example. Okay, all right. So I'm busy, and then plus I got a home and got stuff to do around the house, and I've been got a project that I've been trying to get done for a week now, and I just hadn't been able to do it. And I was looking forward, oh my, praise God, I'm going to get this done today. Well, sometimes when I'm under the gun like that and I'm feeling a little bit of pressure, anybody feel like that? Yeah. Huh? That you got more to do than there seems to be time in a day to do it? Is this real now? Okay, all right. Well, I was tempted to, I'll just forego my Bible reading today and my quiet time with the Lord. Lord, you understand, you know, I've got a lot to do today. And then, Lord, it's my day off, you know. Boy, deep down inside, I heard this. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. I said, yes, Lord. First things first. Glory to God. I just pushed that thought aside, you know, and put him first. I had to choose to put the Lord first, to honor him with my substance, with my first fruit, to honor him. See, it's choices we make every day. You don't just make that one-time choice and it's you never have to make that choice again. No, we're faced with decisions every day. Am I going to choose to do the right thing today, or am I going to choose to cut corners? Am I going to choose to honor God and to acknowledge and admit that, yeah, I'm a man of God, I'm a woman of God, you know, and represent him rightfully? Or am I going to choose, you know, just to forget about that and have a flesh fit, you know, and flesh out, you know? My. Do you know that getting angry is a choice? I had to learn this the hard way a long time ago. You know, I had issues to deal with anger. Now, it ain't that all anger is bad. Be ye angry and sin not. You can. There's righteous indignation. Jesus got angry, upset at what was going on inside the church house, which we're the church, but he said, my house should be called the house of prayer. You made it a den of thieves. Two different times, buddy, he run them out and he took a whip. And if they'd have bucked up against him, they'd have felt his wrath. He'd have whooped them. Now, that's the bottom line. That's actually what happened. Well, anyway, to make a long story short, I learned that nobody can make me angry. I choose to get angry. I may not like what happened, and my flesh wants to retaliate. That's when Jesus says, vengeance is mine, I will repay, thus saith the Lord. I may not like it, and it was wrong, and it's terrible, and they shouldn't have done it. And Lord, you just want to take a ball bat to them, you know. And but it's a choice. Okay, Lord, I'm choosing to release that. I'm choosing to give it to you. I'm choosing, Lord, they done me wrong, but I'm choosing, Lord, for you to vindicate me. I'm choosing to guard my heart and make sure I'm right. That's the reason the Bible says, guard your heart. We're responsible to guard our own heart. Miss Elizabeth, you can't guard my heart. You ain't supposed to guard my heart. I can't guard yours. Is that right? I have to guard my own heart. And it's by the choices we make. Lord, I'm choosing to trust you. I'm choosing to trust your word. I'm choosing to believe you. I'm choosing to follow you. So I still have to choose. I've chosen him as my Lord and Savior. I've chosen him as my healer. I've chosen him as my provider. I choose him as the head of my household. And I choose him the head of this ministry. But I still have to choose him every day. And you know, sometimes those choices get hard. They get tough. Is that right? My, sometimes you feel like you're between a rock and a hard place when you have choices to make. But man, thank God for his word. You know, there's a promise. And here's the scripture for this. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Even when those choices are tough, hard, we can rely on God's word. He has an answer for everything. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says this. Thank God for his precious promises. He says this. There hath no temptation, test or trial or situation that the enemy could bring up against you or to you, but such as common to man. Don't think you're the only one that's been tempted like this. In fact, Jesus said, the word of God says, Jesus was tempted in all points like we are, yet without sin. Every temptation that you and I will face, Jesus was faced with that same temptation. So there's no temptation taking you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful. What does that mean? What does faithful mean? We know what faithful means. That means you can depend on it. That means they're always going to be there at all times. In other words, the devil does not just pick and choose when God's got his back turned, because God don't ever have his back turned to us, when he's going to come to attack us and tempt us and test us. When he thinks God ain't paying attention or God is unaware, there's never a time when God's unaware of anything that we go through. God is always on charge, always on the job. He's on top of us. He's underneath us. He's in front of us. He's beside us. He surrounds us. He's in us. He's with us. He's for us. He says he'll never leave or forsake us. So God is faithful, who will not suffer or not allow you and I to be tempted above that we are able. He will not allow. See, he's promised. If you're facing this test, if you're facing this temptation, God already knows that you're more than enough for that temptation. That you can conquer it by choosing life and choosing him and choosing his word, choosing to look to him, choosing to look to the answer that he has instead of looking to the way that the enemy would try to tell us the only way out of this. Like the example I gave earlier about the only way I thought the way out of this was to go ahead and have an abortion. Follow what I'm saying? See, that's all. That's my way. It looks like that's the only way it's going to be done. It's going to kill the baby. Get rid of the problem. But see, that wouldn't get to the root of the problem. So there's no temptation taking you such as common to man, but God's faithful will not allow you to be tempted above that which you're able, but will with that temptation also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. But you have to choose to stop and look to you. Okay, Lord, in the natural, this looks hopeless. In the natural, Lord, what am I to do? Am I to pay this bill or am I to pay this other bill? Am I being real now? Huh? All right. Am I to do this, Lord, or am I to do that? See, if you'll stop and ask him, he's always there. We just got to get quiet and listen. See, Jay gave a testimony earlier. In the natural, that's the right thing to do. When something like that happens, you better be proactive, because identity theft is happening all around and people looking for ways and stealing. My credit cards have been compromised 3 or 4 times. But see, on the inside, he got quiet and listened. And he heard the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. See, that promises to every one of us. See, because if it's his word, he promised he'll make a way of escape, that you may be able to bear it, walk up in victory, that you don't have to succumb. But you got to choose his way. You got to choose to listen to him. You got to choose to follow him. You got to choose to obey him. You got to choose, well, Lord, you it's a choice to go to him and ask him. Is that right? Because if you in the natural, you just, especially men just go and do it. You know, God created us to fix things. Women like to talk about the problems. Men like to fix problems. Uh-oh, I need my wife here. I would. Well, generally, and it's okay. And men, there's sometimes men need to vent. There's sometimes men need to just vent. But we need to watch what we say even as we're venting. Remember we preached last week, the power of life and death is in the power of the tongue. We got to guard what we're saying. Well, that's part of guarding our heart. And we can choose to do that. See, I could have chosen the other day when I was attacked. I said no instantly. I said no. I ain't going to have this. I refuse to have this. You ain't. People saying all kinds of things. Well, it's your arthritis or bursitis. It ain't mine. It has no right in me. I ain't going to lay claim to it. I ain't taking it. And I told it. And then I spoke out loud, Lord, this is off the curse. I'm delivered from the curse. I'm free from the curse. Jesus, you bore my sickness and disease and carried my pain and curses. Jesus, you bore it, so I don't have to bear it. I ain't going to put up with this pain. It's a choice. I could have chosen, well, you know, I'm just getting older, you know, and these things happen, and you just have to learn to accept it. You know, you have to be a settler. You know, you settle for, no, you don't have to settle. You don't have to settle for second best and less than. Thank God, God's greater. He always makes it possible for you and I to choose life and choose blessing. It's a choice to follow God. So choose to walk in love, choose to walk in joy, choose to walk by faith, choose to live in the Word, choose Jesus, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen? So always choose Jesus in every situation. Glory to God.